Here we go, man. Last half hour. Matt Flynn Direct. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. Tell us how you like your eggs done. Again, people, well, eggs are actually embryos. Just stop. You know, they're not fertilized. Hey, and then a woman says, hey, we just throw away more in the trash and laundry, you know, of eggs that aren't used. You know, and I'm like, you're funny. You're funny.
Mike on Facebook posted his two fried eggs over easy and some delicious looking hash browns with green peppers and onion. No, were there onions in there?
Scallions. Yes, scallions. Yeah. I can use onions, but they got to be like really brown. I just don't like them when they still have that really sweet taste to them and they don't, you know, when they break down, then it's, oh, give me some blood and some mushrooms.
Yeah, I saw your hash browns and got hungry.
No more blood. You know, we were talking about that, you know, yesterday. I got to admit, I saw a cheeseburger in my mind. A double cheeseburger, that is, dripping. And I got a feeling that if I do eat some meat, it's going to be ground beef. And it could be a casserole. It could be, I don't know. But I'm not, you know, trying to set myself up to do eat some ground beef. But if it comes, it's coming that way. I do admit, though, that I miss sausage with my breakfast.
Yeah, I haven't crossed over. I still like my hamburger once, cheeseburger with grilled onions and lettuce, and a steak once in a while.
But every pig that I've seen since I stopped eating meat has greeted me with a wink and a smile.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, here, have a Snickers bar. Good piggy. But they are like some of the smartest creatures on the planet. So, I mean, they're even in scriptures where, you know, Jesus cast the evil spirit out of somebody and went into the pig. The pig didn't want to be there. It was read out and drowned itself. Couldn't walk on water.
Well, this is the thing. A lot of animals are intelligent. I mean, look at crows. Crows are an incredibly smart bird.
If I come back, it's a crow. And all the crows out there, you know my voice. You can tune into Devil Radio, too.
Do your call.
Ah, ah.
There he is.
Well, some days it's even better, you know. I got them all down, and I got to tell you that the Republican legislators are really amused by my animal sounds. You know, do that. You mean the turkeys passing a Jim Crow law? And they're up there. This guy was, like, eating nuts out of his hand, so I started acting like he was a chicken. I started scratching on the ground and pecking at my hand, and everybody else laughed but him. See, they'll throw anybody under the bus. It's, you know, as long as you're laughing at somebody. Oh, Republicans are doing well. They don't laugh with people. They're not funny. I am.
You are funny, and you bring the humor. You're our Abby Hoffman, I like to say.
Here's another word they like to throw at us. Voter fraud. Okay, so I've always said that I don't believe in, like, voter fraud ever having an impact yet, but I do believe in election fraud. Like, you know, caging it, redistricting to make it harder, watching illegal electors send themselves to Washington.
I mean, isn't that incredible? And when is our state attorney general going to go after these fraudulent electors? I want to see.
Well, he's
Josh
in the class
Call
with Chisholm now. I mean, the Republicans don't like Chisholm for one reason. I don't like him because he's spineless. That's my take. Sorry, you know, if I was an attorney general, I'd be kicking the crap out of these clowns. Yeah. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, I wish Josh Call would do a little more on the false electors. I also heard Josh Call one day on National Public Radio talking about militias. He said, well, militias are breaking the law. Well, I thought to myself, well, aren't you the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Wisconsin? Don't we have militias here? Why aren't you going after the militias here, Josh?
Well, let's see. It is 2022.
It is an election.
I'm pretty sure that these offenses happened almost 2 years ago or whatever. You know, we're going on year two. Wouldn't take you or I that long. Hell, all I had to do was show up at the Capitol for an hour to get arrested.
Hey, and me too.
And not doing anything. That's right. You got to remember. I'm like, they arrested Matt Rothschild. They're like, what?
Yeah. All I
well,
was doing,
he is kind of a badass, you know.
I was reporting on one of the elderly women getting arrested.
Joan Danskin.
I was walking down the hall with them trying to ask the police why they were arresting her. Because she was singing, of all things.
And that's what happened, man. They brought me back. I had, like, you know what, I'm going to take a break, right? And then all of a sudden I turn on the news and there's Tom Kemble and Joan Danskin, one of the greatest couples I've ever met, and their family.
Right.
Just awesome. getting arrested?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There were 500 there the next day ready with our hands behind our backs. Come on. Let's do this. I mean, really? You thought you were going to intimidate those two?
And, you know, it's legal to bring a pistol up into the assembly gallery, but you cannot bring a sign up to the assembly gallery. So people were being arrested for having signs in the assembly gallery.
Well, the day they made it legal, I was assaulted by the two gun dealers there that had been there on a couple of occasions to teach legislators how to properly use guns. And then the chief of police actually said to the staffers one day, you know, If this guy comes in, you know, you just hit this panic button, and, you know, if you got a gun, you know, defending yourself. And they were talking about me.
Really?
Yes. And so the staffer came and told me, but she didn't want me to say who she was because she was scared.
Right.
And I can understand that, right? But it happened, folks. That David Chicken Ski, chief of police up there, right?
I mean, there's all sorts of nonsense. When I was arrested, when I was covering the woman who was getting arrested, the police in the police report said I was using my pen as a weapon. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, well, I use my voice as a weapon, and I'm sorry, you know, if that intimidates people, it doesn't give you the right to shoot me. God. And, I mean, that is really bad, isn't it? And that's Chief David Irwin, folks. I used to say, spell it with an I, because he's got his eye on you. But why is he still our chief of police at the Capitol? I mean, Mandela Barnes, once they got elected, I'm like, hey, man, what about that chief? Yeah. And he run down the hallway. You know, not enough time to correct the problems that we have within this building. I'm still upset about that.
I mean, Evers could fire him in a second,
absolutely.
Right?
What is he still here for? I should have been driving a new car, and he should have been in jail.
This is the thing. They got to use all the power that they have legally to do what's necessary to move the state in a progressive direction. And, you know, I just get frustrated sometimes and not doing more.
Well, we've got someone on the line. Carolyn in Madison, welcome to the show.
Hi, I was hoping that Matt could explain what the lame duck session, how the lame duck session limited the powers of attorney general.
Right. Well, I'm glad you called, Carolyn. It's an important point because... after Evers and Josh Call won in November 2020, Walker was still governor. Republicans, of course, because of gerrymandering, still have the legislature. And they passed laws that limited both the powers of the governor and of the attorney general. For Call, one of the things they said was he couldn't enter into legal agreements or settlements without the approval of the legislature. And I thought this was a terrible separation of powers problem, because you have the executive branch and they have their powers, and you have the legislature and they have their powers. And of course it was a power grab by the Republicans. They were fine having Walker having tremendous power. They were fine having, you know, their Republican attorney generals having all the power. But once the Democrats got elected, oops, we got to change that.
Something happened to Wisconsin. I mean, we were like a highly educated state at one point. I mean, I really think that, you know, we were a beacon for the Midwest, and now we're gone, thanks to 10 years of just shredding Wisconsin.
Yeah, and we need more Republicans speaking up about the power grabs and the false electors. On the power grab against Josh Call and Tony Evers, you know, I want to salute, you know, former Governor Scott McCallum. He said that's the wrong thing to do.
You know,
he was the only Republican who stood up and said anything. And, you know, we have some Republicans standing up, like Senator Kathy Bernier calling the Gableman fishing expedition a charade. But she's not running for re-election now.
We got to get better candidates. So maybe we as progressives should head into these districts and find the people that agree with the things that Wisconsin needs and try to elevate them.
Yeah, and good people need to run in every district. You know, it's ridiculous if they're people running unopposed. Actually, ridiculous if they're running unopposed from either party.
Yeah, well,
come on, let's have some elections here.
There's quite a few seats right now that I see are not going to be challenged, and it almost makes me want to move into a district and try to take it over.
Right. If you're living in a district and you're a decent person and you want to serve your community and no one's run for office there, you should run for office.
Well, it should help that I've lived here my whole life, right, versus some of these people that move from other states. And then, you know, there were a lot of legislators that left Wisconsin and went to Indiana and some other easy prey states, right? Galloway, Pam Galloway, she was one of those that brought, you know, her sign was bring your guns to the Capitol, you know, shooting the lights out in the Capitol, right? What a horrible idea. Just more guns, more guns, more guns, because guns don't kill people. You're right. People with guns kill people. Huh? Yeah. And you go, oh, you could do that with an axe. You could, yeah, a lot of that axe stuff going on, right?
Hard to have a mass shooting with an axe.
We've got a caller. We're going to Don in Madison. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, gentlemen. Excellent, excellent discussion. My question is, two things. I always get upset when I hear people say, well, that's not who we are. That's not who we are, regardless of what they talked about. That is who we are. That is, you know, we're a majority white country that's just crazy racist. And, you know, one of my questions is Walker came to power in 2010, right, on a special election. connected to my point is that this is who Wisconsin is. Walker didn't win on gerrymandering, and he didn't win again on gerrymandering.
Right.
They gerrymandered, you know, so this is who Wisconsin is. We've just lived in a bubble for so long. That's what I think needs to be pointed out is, yes, that Wisconsin is a majority white, racist, redneck state that sometimes gets pushed down into the, you know, the back into the darkness, but Trump brought them all back out.
Yep.
But we don't right now, you know, Trump's out there rallying his soldiers, his redneck soldiers. Who's rallying the people on the other side? Not Governor McFly. You know, he comes out when the groundhog sees the shadow and goes back inside. So we don't have that driving force. I that's what I want. You guys are probably more of a rallying force in the state on this. Everybody on this station. We don't have anybody outside of that, so we need a cause to action. Other than that, we're all just talking to each other.
Good points, Don. And let me tell you, sir, this station is nationwide. And it's going to get bigger, man. We got to keep pushing.
And Devil Radio and Crudy have just done a tremendous service by being the voice out there, really not compromising and really championing progressive values here in Wisconsin, no doubt.
A lot of energy there, isn't there?
Got to bring it.
Okay, we'll be back. Last segment.